We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Artist of the day. Come on, boys. And girls. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Family was in town. We all got along. That's nice. Dana had a run-in with a bidet, Will Starrett.
Uh-oh.
I had a run-in with a seven-hour drive to get to our destination on Thanksgiving. And anyone who's listening who traveled that far or farther, my hat is off.
That is at best a six-hour drive to Des Moines.
No, I'm still in the car. It was 26,000 hours.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, it was not. Why were you in the car for 7 hours? Does Chris drive that slowly?
No, it wasn't terrible.
Do you have to stop and go to the bathroom every 20 minutes? Yeah.
I'm a stopper. I'm like, can we stop again?
Incontinence can suck.
There was one time on that highway, whatever highway it was, we're driving, and there was an older woman in the right-hand lane driving.
It takes 7 hours.
Slowly.
You're not going to Chicago. You're going to the Quad Cities.
And Chris, you know, we're in the left lane, and he starts to go around her, and I look over to my right, and I know we've all had this happen, but man, my jaw hit the floor. It was probably a 65 or 70-year-old woman, and driving really slow, like 55 and a 70 or 60 and an 80, whatever.
So she's going above the minimum.
Yeah. And her hands were way up at the top of the steering wheel.
10 and 2.
In between her hands was her cell phone, and her face was like 2 inches from the screen because I'm assuming she had sight issues.
Probably had her hands more at like 11:30 and 12:30 to hold the cell phone.
Yeah, it was more 11:30 and 12:30. And I looked at Chris and I go, this is how we die. Look at this lady. And, you know, we drove by her before he could even see it. And I just thought to myself, please just get us there. Because I saw that woman and I thought, this is how it ends.
Did it look like she could barely see over the dash?
Yeah. And she was either FaceTiming her grandkids or
GPS.
Trying to figure out GPS.
I bet it's GPS. Oh. She's afraid to look down.
By the way, Google Maps says it takes you 5.5 hours to get from Leawood to Moline, Illinois. Yeah, so you made awful time.
It was longer than that.
I cannot stress this enough.
Why did it take so long?
You made terrible time.
Don't know. It was fine. Once we got there, I was so happy to be there. We got to see the grandbaby. It was a great weekend.
How was it with Chris's mom?
Phenomenal.
Who doesn't like you.
She does too, like me.
Dana.
Nothing brings everyone together like a baby. We all just took turns passing the baby around. It was fantastic.
And what's her name? Gloria?
Yeah.
What did Gloria say to you this weekend?
She said, happy Thanksgiving. We had a great time. We all went out to dinner and fawned over
now,
that baby.
She's quick as a whip.
She is.
Why doesn't she like you?
She does like me.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Scott, why doesn't she like her?
Because Dana forgets to call her on her birthday.
I did not.
Every single year.
Well, that'll do it.
Well, you missed it when she called in 1 year. She goes, oh, you TV people are all the same. Only thinking about yourself.
She did say that.
A lot of TV people are that
way.
I'm sorry.
She grew up in a house full of them, so it was the funniest damn thing.
And then, when was that?
Oh, gosh. It was like 2 years ago. You TV people are all the same. It was one of the funniest things she's ever said. She's very quick-witted.
She's very quick-witted.
Very quick-witted.
And she doesn't put up with anybody's crap.
Yeah, but we got there, and we stayed in a beautiful hotel in Davenport. Beautiful hotel.
Why didn't you stay at her house?
Because
she didn't want you?
No, other family members were staying at her house already. And we were kind of crashing the party, so we got a room.
Oh, so you went just to Davenport, not Moline. That actually shortens your drive by 7 minutes. So you made even worse just time than I thought.
Just on the other side of the water. It was good. It was very good and lovely hotel. Great to see the baby. And yes, the hotel had a bidet. I have never stayed in a hotel that had a bidet. Ever.
Chris?
This was a six-hour drive, tops. And that was with about three stops. My God, she has no sense of time. None whatsoever. You get her north of 103rd and she needs a GPS, okay? Number one. And number two, anything longer than about 25 minutes, she starts getting the hives, okay? I mean, it's that bad, okay?
Yeah.
Not like she didn't know that this was going to be a... I do the trip all the time. I can do it in 5.5, couple of stops, 6, no big deal. No weather to deal with. It was, it's 3 hours to Des Moines, turn right. It's simple. It is just, and I even took the quick way around Des Moines. I mean, that's how time conscious I was of the woman sitting next to me, okay?
Understood.
It was delightful.
So for her to start complaining, throwing out numbers of 7+, give me a break. Sorry, I know it's not Friday, but I just had a...
Is that your grievance?
That's a great grievance. How was Gloria this weekend? Was she fantastic or what?
She was, yes. Listen, we got to see the grandchild. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's terrific. Fantastic, yeah.
And let's just say, let's do a little chart here.
Sure.
One is, oh my God, can't stand her, would run her over in the car if I could still drive. And number 10 is, this is the daughter I should have had. Where is Dana on Gloria's map? And be honest.
Great question.
6.5.
Thank you. I told Scott, he said she doesn't like you. I said,
That is a D grade.
No, that's your mother-in-law giving you maybe a C+. No, I mean, it's not D level, but that's not good.
Here's the deal. She is well aware, and I think she genuinely appreciates the fact that my wife loves me. And my wife loves her son, and that means a lot.
There you go.
And a lot of days, she's an 8 or a 9.
Thank you.
Sometimes she a 2 or 3?
No issues there. No. But the beauty of that is we're way past that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm glad you got to see the grandbaby. That's fantastic.
Well, we already have the tree up, thanks to the kids. We sent the kids out to get a tree. They came back with a forest. So.
How many trees you got up?
Well, it's one, but it's a really big one. Wasn't sure that we had enough ceiling. We didn't have enough clearance to get that thing up.
Is this Christmas vacation?
It's bigger.
Kids did a great job. No.
They did a good job.
We left it up to the kids. That was probably short-sighted of us, but nonetheless, it has all worked out. Beautifully. So.
All right. I love you, brother. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry
too.
Christmas.
All right. Have
bye,
a good
babe.
Show.
You be good.
Will, did you put your tree up?
Not yet, no. We were going to do that. My dad and I were going to put up the tree at my folks' house, but we ran out of time this weekend.
Do you always just find that to be so daunting, like the thought that you have to drag everything out? And then once we got it out, it was fun and fine.
Yeah, once you get started on it, it's not that bad.
My tree's a foot tall.
Well,
I walk it from the laundry room out to the living room and go, there you go,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, that's your Christmas is very, very,
no,
very...
No, my tree is a foot tall.
You never graduated out of bachelorhood when it comes to Christmas
that
decorating.
That is true. He is the college kid of Christmas decorating.
Mm-hmm. My tree, it takes maybe 10 seconds to put my tree up because I walk it out of the laundry room and into the living room and put it on the...
And that's
table.
It.
You don't find that remotely unfulfilling?
No. I find it fulfilling. And by full, I mean fulfilling.
You just don't like Christmas.
I love Jesus. I hate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Everybody's got their...
I like to give gifts.
Now
everybody's
get off
got
my
their
lawn.
Thing.
Now get off my lawn.
Get the off my lawn.
So when does the Christmas tree get put away?
December 26th.
Okay.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever asked me.
I kind of figured. I just wanted to clarify.
It isn't even up yet.
I'm sure it's not.
Goes up December 23rd, comes down on the 26th.
I was thinking December 24th, about 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. But I've already gone Christmas shopping. I mean, I've got some gifts.
You're actually ahead of me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that enough?
Gloria? Gloria?
Yes.
I love you. I absolutely love you because everything you just said was so true.
I am so... Wait,
what did she say? What did she... Hang on.
Yes, she forgot my birthday.
I'm so sorry I forgot your birthday!
Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear about it. Lame excuses, these media types. They're so full of themselves, they forget the little people in their lives.
More cowbell.
All of times have come.
So how was your run-in with the bidet?
Have you ever used one?
Yeah, over in Europe.
Why did those catch fire in Europe but have not in America?
Because they have smaller living spaces in Europe.
That doesn't make any sense.
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, sorry. I got confused.
If they have smaller living spaces, they have less room for a bidet.
Yeah, no, you're right. Go
carry on. It doubles as the toilet.
I'll tell you why. Well, no, it doesn't. No, you're not supposed to go to the bathroom in a bidet.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't. Great question, and no, I did not.
Did you?
No, I did
in
not.
In the bidet?
I promise you I did not.
Okay.
But it was a one unit.
The bidet is next to the toilet, right?
It was one unit.
Okay, so it had the toilet, and then there was a little component that came
out
that you could bidet oneself.
Correct. Once there is nothing in said toilet. Correct.
Once you have flushed the toilet,
you
can bidet oneself.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, because when you walked into the bathroom...
Do you know why they have them in Europe?
There was
And Europeans don't shower every day.
Correct.
And so certain places get a little stinky. And so they use the bidet to shower the stinkier places.
Correct.
On days when they don't shower.
But we could just as easily do that here in America and save tons of water, and we don't. And I've never understood why they didn't...
We have an abundance. Who cares?
Catch fire here, if you will.
Did you poop in the bidet?
No. When you walked in, there was a remote control on the wall next to the toilet. And my assumption was... It was for a television set. You know, a lot of these places have TVs in the bathroom.
That must have been a surprise for you.
It was.
Whoa!
What is this? And Chris took one look at it. He goes, try to act like you've been in a nice hotel before, dear. I go, I have never been in a nice hotel in Kansas City that offered one of these. Ever.
I was going to say, I've been in some pretty nice hotels, but I've never been in one that had a bidet.
It was the weirdest,
funniest. This is like a toilet-adapted bidet.
There was no bidet attachment.
I mean, it plugged into the wall.
Normally, the bidet is like, sort of looks like a toilet, but it's off to the side of the toilet. So you get done doing your business on the toilet, and then you go sit over or you crouch over the bidet, and you shoot yourself full of water.
Okay, I did not realize they were separate units in Europe.
Usually they are. They're right next to each other, so you take your turd.
Yeah, okay. Do we have to go down? This is why I didn't want to talk about this with you, because it's so gross.
You wanted to talk about it on the phone 2 days ago.
Because I thought it was weird privately. I was like, you're never going to believe what's in this hotel.
You should know that if you are a part of this show, there is no such thing as private.
I know.
So you normally take care of your number two, okay? Then you go and you straddle the bidet.
Which is totally separate.
Which is a separate porcelain object. Usually to the left of the toilet. You straddle it like this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I got it. That's great. Thank you for the visual.
Push the button, and it goes whoosh, like that, right into your private region.
So you can get one of these. I just looked this up. At Sam's Club, that comes with a lighted attachment for $54. They don't have to be thousands of dollars. Now, I think if you get the big one, it is. But anyway.
And this attaches to your toilet?
I don't even want to know. I didn't look into it.
So did you use it or not?
I
Yes or no?
I looked at it. If you're not used to using one, it's a very odd thing.
It's cleansing.
I guess so, yeah. I guess. This says from Japan to Italy, it is a standard fixture in any bathroom. Except... in the United States.
Mm-hmm. I want one.
Why not get one? It's $54. It's
Sam's Club. Go to that hotel and
my bathroom's too small.
Davenport, Iowa, and there's an attachment
but no,
for that.
Next year, you know, Kelly and I have talked about getting a place together.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm assuming we'll probably get a house in Western Shawnee. In the master bathroom, I fully plan to have a bidet installed.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay.
They're lovely, and they're cleansing, and they feel good.
This
mean
is
like,
from the
I'm
Atlantic.
Not trying to be weird.
Americans seem especially baffled by these basins. Even seasoned American travelers are unsure of their purpose. One Globetrotter asked me, why do bathrooms in this hotel have toilets and urinals?
It's not a urinal.
They understand the bidet's function, Americans often fail to see its appeal. Attempts to popularize the bidet in the United States have failed before.
How much of it has to do with the fact of us going... Well, always use TP. It did fine.
Right.
Is it because we have two-ply here?
I think it's because we shower every day here.
No. It goes back to our uptightness. The presence of the bidet is regarded hundreds of years ago. That's how far these things go back. As a symbol of sin.
What?
Yeah.
Sin?
Yeah.
Have a clean
the devices tush. Were tainted with France's hedonism and sexuality. And they were...
Because you wanted a clean tush?
Well, they were marketed for other things that I won't get into. Oh. And so they became taboo in the United States, and they just never...
So what you're saying is
on.
The swinging bachelor should be at the forefront of the bidet movement.
Right. Exactly. Anyway... There you go. See, this is why I don't tell you these things when I'm on vacation.
Fine. You have not answered the question. Did you or did you not use the bidet?
I tried it, and it's very weird.
You did try it.
I did try it.
Okay.
It's very.
Thank you. That only took 10 minutes.
Very weird. I don't think I would have one installed.
It took me 10 minutes to get you to admit that you used the bidet.
Very weird.
It's not weird.
Very
it's
weird.
Clean.
Okay.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
But all the miles that separate.
Three Doors Down. A recent artist of the day. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It is good to be back. Good to have everybody back. Story here from the Kansas City Star, so you know it's true. Good fences make good neighbors. Or so a character in Robert Frost's poem asserts. But he wasn't living in a $500,000 home next to the Rat House in Westwood Park.
Oh, yeah.
It is owned by Carol Dilley. She is 67 years old. An engaging sprite of a woman. Even her enemies concede that she is intelligent and she is charming. With a mass of frizzy gray hair, who describes herself as an unfairly maligned plainclothes hippie. A naturalistic gardener and lover of all things, flora and fauna. I wouldn't kill a spider, no less rats, Dilley said in her soft voice. But near Westwood Road, southwest of Kansas City's Tony Country Club Plaza, in an area where 1920s middle-class homes are, with greater frequency, being bought up and then torn down to erect modernistic residences priced at $600,000, $700,000, even one plan for $1.2 million. Neighbors describe her in far less flattering terms. They call her cagey, crafty, a fraud, an outlaw. Dilley doesn't just tolerate rats. Neighbors claim, and have testified in previous court matters, they insist that she nurtures rats, feeds them, has a documented history of creating a habitat for them, not only in her jungle-like yard, but also inside her bungalow home at 49th and Westwood Road. I'm not going to give her address. Cleaned several years ago by a court order, Dana Wright.
Yeah, I think I covered it.
The house revealed an interior horrorscape of branches, leaves, dead animals, live rats, feces, an overpowering smell of urine.
Inside the house, Scott, that's important to note.
Yes.
Inside the house.
Yes. Says Mike Poston, who sculpted yards next to Dilley's home. Have I seen rats in the last 6 months? Yes. Have I seen rats in the last 90 days? Yes. The last 60 days? Yes. rats everywhere around this home at 49th and Westwood Drive. Westwood Road, beg your pardon.
And you know, if you have created an environment where you are feeding, grooming, and welcoming rats into your home, those rats will move next door and try to get into adjacent homes. The rats don't know that her house is the rat house. The rats just know that they are finding food and shelter in this general vicinity. And if you are the neighbor, Scott, and some of them have been putting up with this for, what, 15, 20 years, I remember covering this story the first time. I mean, years ago, I remember.
Is she a hoarder?
There are photos in that story that at the time when they forced her to clean up the property, it looks hoarded. There are photos of a bed frame, a mattress, box springs that are just chewed to bits because of the rats inside of that home. There are photos of dead, frozen animals that she keeps in a freezer. Again, this was back when the first cleanup was forced. Possums, frozen birds, frozen animals. It is a house of horrors. And if you live next to it, you are so sick and tired of it. But you can't just force someone out of their home.
A neighbor says his dog catches rats on a daily basis.
Do you see the photo of the size of one of them? Oh, my gosh. These are the size, I will tell you, and I get really grossed out by rat. I mean, I think most people do. She's in the minority. These are enormous.
Well, these are
New
big.
York City sewer rats, yeah, is what this looks like.
Yeah. Wow.
But what do you do? She says she lives
That's a big rat.
In peace with nature, Scott. And you always say your rights end where they start infringing upon mine. And
that's right.
All of the adjacent neighbors have had to set traps. It's a mess. It's very, very disturbing.
So how do you, I mean, now, granted, she does face some criminal counts in February related to her estranged husband's Social Security. That notwithstanding, let's say she didn't, okay? Let's say that the potential of her going to prison next year wasn't lingering over
her.
She's just the crazy, not the crazy cat lady, the crazy rat lady in the neighborhood. How would you solve this problem?
I mean,
everybody's got one in their old school neighborhood.
Not like this. Well, not like this.
But there's always that one person in the neighborhood who really overdid the yard a little too much.
There are neighbors who have photos, Scott, of rats on the interior of the property peeking out from behind the blinds. That's what we're talking about here.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's this is not something an exterminator is going to be able to fix. I'll tell you that.
Well,
there's
they
no
could,
way.
But it'll take a while.
I have never looked up the rate at which rats multiply. I don't know how you get a handle on this. The problem is, up to this point, she has resources. So if you fine her, she pays the fine. I think one of the costs of cleanup several years ago for this property was $144,000 or something. She paid it.
Mm. Even her neighbors say she's very intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
She's very smart. But how would you handle this if this was your next-door neighbor? Is there any way?
Honestly, I'd probably move.
Let me ask you this. Well, good luck selling it when everybody finds out you live next to crazy rat lady. There went $100,000 off your asking price.
If you live in this neighborhood, by the way, we would love to hear from you. I doubt that she will call in. I would love her to call in. Her name's Carol, correct? I'm telling you,
The rat lady?
I covered this.
Dilly.
Dilly.
Carol Dilly.
15 years ago or longer, I remember going down for this court hearing when the first cleanup was forced by a judge.
Now, somebody says, this is obviously a mental illness. Why are we not talking about that? Au contraire, mon frère, before we go down that crazy road, she simply says she loves nature, that she would not kill a spider, therefore she wouldn't kill a rat.
She's even quoted in the story as saying, these animals were here long before we were.
And I had a teacher in high school, sophomore year in high school, Mrs. Mace Tesler, who was, just like Carol Dilly, a 80s hippie. She, I mean, she was a vegan. All of her clothes looked like it was straight out of the 60s. I'll never forget. She was my English teacher, and we had a class in a trailer out back because the school was getting too big. A bee or a wasp flew into the trailer, and one of our students tried to kill the wasp. Mrs. Mace Tesler lost her mind.
Yeah.
That someone would, quote, try to kill another living creature.
But you understand there's a difference because this happened last night. We brought the Christmas tree in. There ended up being a spider on the table in the kitchen. And my daughter went, oh, my gosh, and kind of started to move it. And I go, you know what? Grab a cup. And Jack goes, you're right. Let's just put it outside. And it was a tiny little thing, teeny tiny little translucent spider. There's a difference between that
and a rat
and going out of your way to create a habitat inside of your home for rodents. But that's what she's accused of doing here.
But I just want to be clear. That doesn't necessarily mean that she has a mental illness. There are people who believe it is wrong to kill anything. Anything.
Correct.
A roach.
And she says, rat. Scott, later in the article, I don't press my beliefs upon the neighbors. I don't tell them what they should do, mm-hmm. not kill the rats. Why are they pressing upon me their belief that I should kill them?
576-7798. What would you do? And be serious. You know, cool it with the text about I'd burn her house down and arson and all. That's not funny. That's not funny.
I do believe the property, if it is in the same state that it was several years ago, to be a fire hazard. If there are leaves and trees and growth.
Well, should I believe in raking?
There are neighbors who say they have witnessed her, Scott, bringing in huge bundles of leaves inside of the house.
576-7798. What would you do? Within reason, of course. And don't be silly with the arson and all that stuff. That's not reasonable. What would you do if this was your next door neighbor? 576-7798. She lives at 49th and, what is it, Westwood Drive or something?
And
like that?
Where's Codes?
That's a nice neighborhood.
Oh, very. Over by Hi Hat Coffee. Are you kidding me? Where's Codes? And what more can a city do? This isn't Kansas City, Missouri, Scott, that has a list of thousands of things they've got in front of them. Westwood doesn't have problems.
What city is she in? Westwood Hills or
Westwood?
She's in Westwood.
What is the population of Westwood?
Well, look up the address, 49th Westwood Drive. I believe that's in Westwood Hills, which is a very small community.
The population just of Westwood, which I think includes the hills, is 1,531.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking about an area. Trust me when I say the city is aware of this property. Very aware of this property.
576-7798. 576-7798. We'll stare at that guy's Grant over there filling in this week for Sam. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Someday you'll pay. Okay, so a little bit quick clarification because there's Westwood this and Westwood that.
And this makes more sense.
Carol Dilley lives west of the plaza, but just in that very nice neighborhood, if I can draw the picture in your mind, that very nice neighborhood that is just west of the plaza, but still east of State Line. Very nice little neighborhood.
So it is Kansas City proper.
It is Kansas City proper. That is correct.
So that then makes sense why they're having, I think, more problems than you would in the city of Westwood. Dealing with this. And I want to quote here from Matt Tomasik in this great Kansas City Star article, who years ago was one of the ones who forced the first cleanup. He was one of the ones to go in and take photos of this property that neighbors believe remains infested with rats, okay? Mm-hmm. Quoting here from Matt Tomasik, he says, I have been in some of the worst houses in the city. At the time he became a receiver of this property, because a judge forced a cleanup. He was also a Kansas City police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting here, she lived with the rats. Just the photos of the bed are enough to make you sick.
Can I see it? Where's the bed?
It's been chewed.
To pieces?
Yeah. They've nested in there.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Just covered with droppings. Now, again, this was back when the city forced the first cleanup. The neighbors believe it is back and back with a vengeance because of the rat holes that they find in yards. They can see the rats. But she's not stupid, Scott. You cannot force your way in as a city inspector to someone's house. You can't.
True.
And every time they have asked, can we come and see the property, it has to be ruled basically a danger to those around it, those in it. They can't get in to make that declaration.
Well, and that picture,
she won't let them in.
That picture you showed me of the garage with all the wood and leaves and everything, what a mess. I mean, this is hoarding. There's no other way to describe it, Dana. That's hoarding. Now, is hoarding illegal? No.
No. No, but.
No and no but.
If they can figure out how to declare this a dangerous property.
Owning a rat is not a crime. They sell rats at pet stores.
Mm.
Owning a rat is not a crime. Can you imagine if the city came over and said, Scott, you got too many squirrels in your yard? Terry in Riverside. Hello, Terry.
Hi there.
Hi.
I know I'm going to be weird, but I kind of side with the lady in the way that I haven't killed anything in like, 30 years. No bugs, no anything. And the way of thinking is one life isn't any better than another life.
My life's better than a roach's life, but yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, in the universe, I know it's weird, but in the universe, no, you're not.
Well, let me ask you this, Terry. If you saw a roach, like you wake up one morning, you go to your kitchen, and there's a roach just sitting on the counter, what do you do to it?
I catch it and put it outside, way outside.
They're pretty fast.
Nah, I'm pretty fast, too.
You would not kill the roach?
No. No. The only thing I have killed in 30 years is a wasp that was attacking me.
But, Terry, you understand there's a difference between not killing a roach and letting it outside, a roach that's in your home, and inviting and creating a habitat for rodents.
Right, and I do understand that. But my solution would be to get all the neighbors together, have this huge meeting, everybody chip in money, and buy her a little spot out in the woods somewhere where she's not around anybody.
Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants. And then you say, well, you know, then that's costing them money. Well, it's costing them money for her to live there, okay, for the property values.
It's not, but she's costing them money.
Exactly. If they want her out, buy a little spot for her, catch all the rats. Just take them out there.
And the neighbors say in this story, we just want her to move. We don't wish her any ill will. We just want her to move. We'll knock the house down. We'll buy it and put up a park. Or we'll, I don't know that the house is
really
salvageable.
Do you really believe they don't wish her any ill will?
Please just move out to the country and you can live with rats all you want. Listen to the last line in this story. I have had this house since 1978, she says. I intend to have it for the rest of my life, however long it is.
You know, we rarely continue a story over. We'll consider doing that with this one because we started it late because we were too busy talking about Dana's bidet. If you want to weigh in, we'll take him. If you don't, maybe we'll bring it up later on this afternoon. And we'll just move on.
And we will post the story. It's excellent reporting by the Kansas City Star. We'll put that on our Facebook page so you can see the photos and see the level of deterioration that they're talking about.
This house, if it was in good condition, would sell for $500,000. She'd be lucky to get 75 for it right now.
100.
Maybe 100, just because of the land. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.